Hello, my name is Bert Janssen. I'm a service engineer in the SharePoint OneDrive service engineering team. And in this demo, I'm going to explain you how you can build a remote timer job. The sample that we're going to show today is located in PNP under samples with the name core.simpleTimerJob. And when you open up this solution, you will see there are two parts. In the folder containing this the sample, there is a solution holding a provider hosted application, and there is a project which is holding simply a console application. There's a specific reason for this structure. The remote timer job that you will see later on in the demo is using app only authentication. So in order to make app only work, you need to have a client ID and a client secret. And that has to be that pair, which you get when you register in App Principle, has to be granted permissions to the site that you want to operate against. So if your timer job, your console application, is running against a particular site, it needs to have permissions to that one. There are two ways to register and get the client ID, client secret, and set up the permissions. One way is using the apprecnew.aspx and appinf.aspx pages. Another approach, and that's the one shown in this demo, is that you simply create a so-called registration provider host application, in which when you launch and install the application, you will obtain a client ID and client secret, and the permissions are set properly, and you then copy over the client ID and client secret to your actual timer job console application. So that's the model that we will use in the demo way that I'll show you right now. So let's switch to Visual Studio. I've already loaded the timer job, and this is the solution with the provider host application that's only meant to set up client ID and client secret. So before you can run this guy, you need to set the SharePoint URL for the SharePoint application. So for core.simpleTimerJob. So if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see here that I've set the site URL to my developer site, and that the connection is online, which is needed before we can press F5. So let's hit F5. At this point, Visual Studio will deploy the application, ask the user for a consent dialog. Now, since already deployed the application before, I'm not get a consent dialog. So I'm immediately ending up in my application. And as mentioned, this application, this provider hosted application, is simply there to obtain a client ID and client secret. Since we've run this application now, it means that we do have a new client ID and client secret, which we can find if you go over here, go to the web.config, we'll see our new client ID and client secret over here. So what I'm gonna do now is actually copy the client ID and client secret from the web.config from the provider host application. I'm gonna open up the core.simpletimerjob.console project. Here we go. That's loading. Once that's loaded, I'm gonna actually open up app.config from this console application. Like here, and I'm gonna replace the client ID and client secret that I've copied from the provider host application and save. At this point, when I now launch this console application, it has a valid client ID and client secret, which does have the proper permissions to operate against the site that we're using here. So this one. So this needs to be the same site than you installed the app to, otherwise it won't work. Let's first press F5 and then talk about the code and the outcome of this one. So imagine this is running as a Windows service in on-premises or as a web job in Microsoft Azure. So you can run this kind of code everywhere. Now the run already happened and nothing really fancy happened from a UI perspective because you didn't see anything happening at all. But there is some output. So I'm gonna switch back to my host web where I installed application. And what we should see here is that there is a remote operations list being added with, if everything went well, with an item showing a timestamp. So in this case, we have this list here, remote operation, and an item with a timestamp of 9:27. Creating this list and adding this item here is done via the timer job that we launched. So let's have a quick look at the code of the timer job, which will also then conclude this short demo. I'm opening up program.cs. Let's zoom in slightly. So what is happening here is that we, first of all, are building a client context using an app-only token. So for doing that, we need to fetch the realm of the URL. For that, we can use the getRealm from target URL method, which is part of the token helper class, which is available in all of your SharePoint projects. Then we get app-only access token, and with the access token, we're going to construct a SharePoint client context object over here. Once we have a valid SharePoint client context object, you can simply add the logic that your timer job would need to do. In our demo, it's a very simple logic, meaning we add a list with the name remote operation, and we add a new item where we put the current daytime in there. Pretty simple, but you can imagine that this can be your complex business process that's coded in here. So with that, I would like to conclude this demo.